Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
The hero's journey, a phrase coined by Professor Joseph Campbell, is an incredibly useful tool to identify where we are in our own life stage.
It helps make sense of why we may be feeling a certain way, what the next steps could be, and offers comfort and faith that success is possible. In this episode, we share our own experiences and encourage you to reflect on where you are on your own hero's journey.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. Third time lucky on this one.
excited by the topic. We keep getting carried away. So we're going again. So today, listeners, we're talking about the hero's journey and how you can apply that to your life to basically help you move forward.
And we are excited about this because it is an awesome topic and kind of extends on from some of the other podcasts we've been doing recently. Especially the one we did with Rod, which was all around shadow work, because this is around archetypes as well, sort of, isn't it? So let's explain what we've been up to, because we've had an awesome start to May, haven't we? A really wonderful start to May.
Yeah, it's been amazing. So May, we've launched our Midlife Mastery Month. If you haven't caught that yet, it's a series of live events all through the month designed to basically give you the tools, knowledge to help empower and support you. We ran our first live workshop last night, which is like tongue-in-cheek title, Why Your Midlife Feels Crap and What You Need to Do About It. So we took people through like the six pillars of midlife health and happiness, health, wealth and happiness, in fact. And it was just amazing, so energising, so much interaction on there. Really, really touched by what we had. And so if you haven't joined the month yet, we've got loads coming up.
We have got loads coming up. And I think the reason we wanted to do this, because if you're struggling with motivation, listen, we all struggle with that elusive motivation, right? James and I have been very, very much in the weeds of our business in the last couple of months. And we really, really wanted, we get our energy off people. We really wanted to reconnect with our community and actually bring new people into our community and share the love. So Midlife Mastery Month is about getting your midlife mojo back. It's about being around people that are inspiring, that help you level up, and teaching you new things, new ways of doing things, so that you can stop doing all that stuff that steals your time, energy, health, happiness, vitality, and understand really the simple things to focus on that are going to get you the results that you desire and you deserve.
Yeah, so still to come, this week coming, we're doing our workshop on stopping self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Then on the Saturday, we've got our live retreat day. So that's like an entire day of activities. We've got live workouts, we've got workshops, we've got guest speakers, we've got yoga. Wow, it's going to be incredible. Yeah. And then we have the Antidote to Anxiety workshop the week after, and then we're just having a live Q&A. Now, if you want tickets to the whole thing, then you access every event, that's £20. If you just want to come...
£20?
I know, crazy. If you just want to come to the virtual retreat day, that is just £10.
I'm going to put the link
in the show notes.
It's like we know what we're going to say to each other. Yeah, the link will be in the show notes for that. But just if you really, really want that positivity in your life and you want to be around supportive people that know their stuff, know the next steps that you need to take to really reclaim your midlife mojo, then please, please join us, because our community is magnificent. It really is. And we're really, really touched by everyone's involvement so far. So, without further ado, I think that is everything we've been up to, really. We've been focusing on that.
We've been working really hard on that. So I think that people, of course, we're all excited about the long bank holiday we've got here in the UK with the coronation of King Charles III.
James has actually put up bunting. This is really sweet. And this is why I love James so much. He's very cute with stuff like this. He loves all the pomp and ceremony of things. So he's actually got really involved and gone and bought some bunting. M&S, no less. M&S?
It wasn't actually.
It was a Tesco.
I love all the community things. So there's loads of like street parties and stuff going on. So where we live, there's actually a street party that they're putting out tables in the street. There's going to be bands. There's food. There's drink. So just really looking forward to like getting together with the community. I think it's a really nice thing.
Very good. Very good. Okay, so let's explain why the hero's journey is so important to everyday life.
Yeah. So the hero's journey was basically an idea created by a professor of literature called Joseph Campbell, and he was really fascinated by looking at various myths, legends, fairy tales around the world, how they all had a really similar structure. So he went away and he kind of researched these, looked at these. He was heavily influenced by the work of Freud, and even more heavily influenced by the work of Jung and his work in archetypes and mythology. And he basically came up with this concept of what we call the monomyth. That was, he identified this structure that was common to so many of these myths and legends from different cultures around the world, hence, you know, monomyth. Now, his original one had like 17 steps in it. Not all stories have all 17 steps. You can miss ones out. But today we're going to look at the five key phases of the hero's journey, because it's really applicable to our own lives to see where we are and give us a clue about what we might want to do next to move to the next phase of our own individual hero's
journey.
And we
are really excited about this, so much so, yeah, that this is our third attempt at recording this, because we went straight in without telling anyone what else we'd been doing. So let's go into these five key phases, shall we?
Yeah.
Do you want to kick off?
This is really important. So the first phase is like, it's called the struggle or the call to adventure. So this is when you're in your ordinary world, your ordinary life, you know, things are going along, but there might be a yearning that something has to change, right? So it's a couple of things happen here. You're just feeling not satisfied. Something's not right. You know that you want to make a change. You don't know what it is yet. Or an event can come along that's kind of going to force you to change. It upsets that ordinary world balance. You know, in fairy tales, the monster appears or the crops fail for the third year. You know, these type of mythologies. So this is it. You're in your ordinary world, but there's a struggle going on and you feel that you need to do something.
And I can really resonate with that. And I know so many of our clients can actually resonate with that. It's particularly actually around midlife. Let's relate this to midlife because we do get to, if you've listened to any of our other podcasts, we talk a lot about self-identity and this phase in our life being like almost like that second adolescence. It's that real, where everything's changing for us, not just our lives and what's going on emotionally and mentally, but also physically as well. So there's this real melting pot that makes us actually have that call to understand what we want in life, who we are. And that's where that kind of call to adventure or that struggle of being like wrestling with, I'm not really comfortable right here, but I don't know necessarily what else I want, but I know this isn't it. So that's kind of relating it to that midlife and that self-identity piece where you've got all this stuff around you, but you're kind of thinking, this doesn't satisfy me anymore. This isn't bringing me joy. This isn't bringing me peace. So we see that a lot with people. And I just wanted to say that this was something that I stayed in, this phase was something I stayed in for 14 years. Well, actually between one and two, we're going to talk about two in a second. But I really, really struggled for a really, really long time because I was constantly being called to do something more than I was. I mean, I was stuck in PR and it was soul destroying for me. I was working on brands I absolutely hated. And I was a much more spirit, like this kind of real essence of me was trying to break free. And I was never meant to be an employee. Hence the fact that I got fired from a few jobs. I was always like this entrepreneurial spirit. So I just wanted to share that actually I was stuck in that struggle call to adventure for like 14 years, which is nuts.
And it's really common that people get stuck in between that first phase, the struggle, call to adventure, and phase two, which is the search, right? So this is identified that you're not happy and or there's a problem. So you start looking for solutions, possible solutions. This is, you're not taking action yet, but like what's going on? You know, you hear about the kingdom beyond the river that's got the magic key or you know, something like that. So this is when you start actually searching. So in the midlife example, you're like, oh, I know I'm not feeling great. I'm going to go online. Should I be eating differently? Should I be doing exercise? Or maybe I need some coaching.
Maybe I want to change my career.
And it's really important here. So we can often stay stuck between these two phases till we get to the point, right? We get this point where the pain of staying the same outstrips the pain of change. So again, this might come from internal. It might be an internal motivation of just like, I just can't go on like this. Or it could be, you know, that external event is like, oh, right, I've got to do something. My partner walks out on me. I get fired from my job. All these other things are like, right, I need to make a change now.
Yeah, absolutely. And James and I were discussing this before we jumped on. Actually, this is where between phase one and two is where your inner critic is going to be mental. Mainly between, I mean, it could be throughout, but I'm just relating this to my own experience and to of working with so many midlife clients and coaching so many people over the years. This is when the inner critic is going to really come out. It's when self-sabotage is going to come out. It's when resistance is going to come out. And I know this so well myself, because you've got this struggle called adventure. So I was stuck basically between one and two. I was searching for a way out. And I knew there was a way out, but my inner critic, every time I kind of took a step forward or thought, researched something and thought, yeah, this could be it, my inner critic just slammed me back down again. And all my negative belief patterns and my limitations would overwhelm me. And then I would just get stuck staying in the same old routine, staying doing what I didn't like, and just this constant feeling of struggle and not being my fullest version of myself.
And then we move to part three, which is what we call system, or gathering your allies and teams. So this is when you start to move into actually becoming that person. But it's about getting the support you need around you. So this is when you find your mentors, your coaches. So yeah, you've identified something's wrong or there's a problem. You've researched, what can I do? Oh, I can't quite figure this out on my own. Right, who am I going to get to take with me on this journey? Who's the companions? You know, like Dorothy gets the Tin Man and the Mr. Lion Man and Scarecrow. Like we gather every adventure, they could gather people around them to help them on their quest. This is about gathering your team and deciding your system of how you're going to achieve what you want to achieve.
And this is why we say it's so, so important, but that kind of like coaching, mentoring, group connection, community, because this is your tribe, basically. And this is the point at which midlifers come to us, actually. It's that they've been through the struggle, they've been probably pinging back between the struggle and the search, those two steps, and then they're like, actually, I can't do this on my own. I need people to support me and help me. And this is the thing for everyone. These steps apply to everyone. We all need to get to step three and start building a tribe of people that can hold out their hand and say, this way, come this way. They might be a few steps ahead of you, but they can hold out their hand, shine a light, like be the lighthouse, basically, on your struggles and help you move forward. And we all need that. That's why we invest so heavily in our coaches.
Absolutely. Then we moved to what's called Campbell's monolith was called the belly of the whale, right? So it's committing to action. And this is all about...
I hate that phrase for some reason.
It's all about, well, it comes to like obviously the legend of Jonah and the whale. It's about letting go of who you are and moving into who you want to be. So this is actually like you're out there now. You've researched, you've got your team around, you've got your system. Now you're actually out there taking action.
Yeah, and again, we can relate this to our own lives, that actually that feels, that point feels really, really good. That feels really energizing and vital and full of possibility, actually. And that's, again, we see that in the journey of our clients. They've come to us, they commit, and they let go of certain beliefs, certain behaviors, some patterns, habitual patterns, and then they're allowing themselves to step into the version of who they really want to be, because they're doing step four. They are committing to action. That is so exciting when that happens. And that's when momentum breeds momentum. We just start getting on a positive flywheel.
Then comes phase five, which we're aiming for, success.
Woohoo!
It's like success is this often a phase that we're tested first, and we have to use the new skills we've learned, the new experiences, lean on our mentors, but we overcome the odds and we get that success. It's celebration time.
And again, let's relate that to, because we all have highs and lows, right? So we might get a level of success and then it might be tested. We might need to dig deep into the things that we have learned along the hero's journey that we've gone through so far. We might need to pull on, like James said, onto our mentors, onto our community, onto those people, our tribe around us. So you're often like experienced. This is so true of our life as well. You can experience that level of success and then you're flying high, but then something might test you and go, hang on a minute, have you really got this? Have you really learned this? Are you really committed? Are you really wanting to take action? Do you really want this? That's the test just before real success comes.
Exactly. So those are the five phases. Then, of course, you return to home. You move back to what was your ordinary world, but you've grown. You've grown. So it's a new, exciting world because you've got these new skills and experiences. But of course, that might mean that, again, you want that call to action because you've changed and grown, and every level has another devil. You know, often we'll go for the goal. When we get there, we're like, that's amazing. But now I've actually opened up these new skills, these new parts of me, this new knowledge. I realize there's more to go for, more that I want. So yeah. It's this return to home is about the celebration of coming home, the hero having achieved your quest, but then preparing for the next one.
And again, we just see this all the time. Like we see, that's why we need to keep setting new goals as well. That's why we need to keep setting new goals, because we've become a different person through that process, and that new person isn't as satisfied, and this is okay. You know, I think some people kind of think, oh, you know, I should get to that end point and I should just be grateful for where I am. Well, that's not how humans evolve, right? We are creative spirits. We evolve. So once you've done that, it's really important that you set yourself another goal to kind of like cycle round this all over again. And again, I can see this in my life. I can see this in everyone that we coach, to be quite honest with you. And yeah, it's a really, really thrilling ride. And I would say, just from what we've gone through here, take stock for a moment. Mm. Take a moment. I think which one really resonated with you.
I actually wanted to give you a really famous example before we actually like talk about how you relate this to life. So perhaps the most famous example, certainly like in modern culture, is the original Star Wars films. Not the rubbish ones they made later, but the original Star Wars. I think George Lucas actually even publicly acknowledged that how much he was influenced by Campbell's monolith. So really briefly, you've got, you know, Luke Skywalker's on his desert planet. When we meet him, he's bored. He thinks there must be more for him, more in life. The R2-D2 and C-3PO turn up with a message from a princess in distress about, you know, overcoming the Empire. But he has to find this guy, Obi-Wan Kenobi. So this is then the search phase. So if you see that, his ordinary world, call to adventure.
I love this.
He finds Obi-Wan Kenobi in the desert. So that's his search system. They start to learn Obi trains him in the Force. He goes and meets Han Solo. They get the Millennium Falcon. They blast off. Then it's action time, right? Remember, they get captured by the Death Star. They fight. He sees Ben Kenobi get killed by Darth Vader. So this is all what goes on. Then the final part of the movie, success. He flies up to the Death Star. No one else can take that shot that's going to destroy it. He flies that guy. He hears Obi-Wan telling him to use the Force, the thing he's learned with Obi-Wan since he started his journey. He fires that shot that blows the Death Star. Then return to home, we see them all getting their medals from Princess Leia at the end. It's their return to home, it's a celebration. But of course, as we all know, the story wasn't over because then came The Empire Strikes Back. So I think that's just a really useful illustration of the flow of it.
It is. Am I allowed to say that I've never watched a Star Wars film all the way through? I know that I'm going to get some people listening to this like, what has Claire just said? I do know the story, but I've actually never... It was never my thing. But I'm sorry if that offends people. But yes, it's a really, really fascinating insight, basically, into where you might be. And as Jane said right at the beginning, actually having hope and faith that there is a next step for you. And actually to be a bit more aware of what that step might look like for you. So, for example, if you are in that search place, which is step number two, if you're in that search place, just asking yourself, like, how much longer can I stay in this place of pain? How much longer can I stay in this place of pain, you know, before the pain of staying the same outstrips that? And then finding your tribe, which is step three. Like we said, everyone needs that support. No one, there are no myths, there are no stories, there's no hero journey without the gathering of the tribe around you. So where are you in that phase? Do you need to go out there and do that right now? Do you need to find those people to support you? And then from that space, because you have all these people around you, this leveling up, this amazing sense of community, this amazing sense of support, you're going to believe in yourself more, so you're going to take more action. You are going to be in that belly of the whale phase and letting go of who you used to be to become the version of you that you really are inside. And then you move on to the success.
Yeah, I think it's really useful to have this framework so you can look at it and actually place like, oh, where am I now? I could be in this phase. It could be pinging between a couple of the phases. But once you've identified where you are, then it's like, okay, what do I need to move to the next step? And here's the thing, right? The faster you can cycle through the phases, the more success you will have. And it's important to recognise that we almost recognise failure is just a part of the journey, right? In Hero's Journey, there's part of this, like, there's always this like nadir point in stories where, you know, all hope is lost, it seems hopeless, but then something happens to pull them out of it. So failure, we need to learn to embrace it and see it's a form of learning.
And we can just move, cycle through it, this whole thing, quicker and quicker and quicker, and then we get to be this... My goodness.
Our own hero.
Well, our own hero. We can really, really start living the potential that the story, that the song actually that you have inside of yourself. Like the quicker you can cycle through this, the more you are stepping in to who you are meant to be and experiencing the beauty of this life that you have.
So, listener, we want to leave you with two questions for today. Where are you in your hero's journey right now? Where are you in your hero's journey right now?
And what's going to move you to the next phase? And there we are. Oh, so we hope that helps.
I hope you like that. As always, this podcast is completely free. We do it as a labour of love because we do that, genuinely love doing it. But there is a fee, and the fee is please tell your friends, like it, share it, review it. It'll take you 2 seconds to give us a 5-star review. If you can write some nice words, even better, and just spread the word.
Absolutely. And just join us. Just join us for Midlife Mastery Month. Or you can just join us for the virtual retreat on Saturday the 13th of May. It really is a one-off. Like, we're not doing this again. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'll join the next one, we haven't run anything like this for over a year, and we haven't run a virtual retreat for over a year. But our virtual retreats are so amazing. They've won awards, and we've been in the national press because our virtual retreats are that amazing. And it's not just because of what we offer, it's actually the connection to other people and the community, make it amazing. So if you're feeling under par, if you're feeling demotivated and you can't get your mojo back, we're here. This is what it's all about. So we are sending you so much love, and have an awesome weekend.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you, so drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.